Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, you will find the link to our brand new Talking Puck Discord. We're growing the community. We want you to be a part of it. It's a great place to talk about hockey. We drop news, links, opinions, everything going on. Download the app today and become a part of our Discord. Well, we made it this far. The NHL has concluded its phase three, which was training camp, of the return to play protocol, and now entering phase four. That's right. There are some real hockey games coming up this week. We will have exhibition games for the teams to kind of get warmed up with, at least as much as they can inside that bubble. And then we start for real on August 1st. I have to say, I'm very impressed with what the NHL has done so far. They released a statement talking about the number of COVID-19 tests that they have administered. It's over 4,200, and there's over 800 players in this return to play period. There were zero positive tests. There were two during the entirety of phase three, and both of those occurred before July 17th. So now all 24 teams are in the bubble, along with their members, and they're also players and club staff and everybody in there. They're going to be tested on a daily basis, but I am very impressed with what the NHL has done, and quite frankly, the players and staff of these teams have done to keep this as secure as it is. We see the NBA having a bit of an issue with players kind of going out and doing their own thing here and there, and we also see right now in baseball, oh, the wheels are coming off, and it's unfortunate, but also shows why the bubbles exist, because Major League Baseball decided it was not going to do the bubble. It was going to let teams play in their own park, unless you're the Blue Jays, and then travel from city to city. Well, now you have half of the Florida Marlins 30-man roster down with, and some coaches as well, down with COVID-19. And so the Marlins are pretty much grounded for the time being. That is not a team that can go anywhere or play any games. They were in Philadelphia when it happened. They're still in Philadelphia, but they're holding there. But now the Phillies are worried, as they should be. And the series with the Yankees has been canceled because the Yankees don't want to use that visiting clubhouse, which I don't blame them. But this was the litmus test to me. And I said this on Sunday night's Talking Puck show with Mike Haynes when we were talking about it. I said, baseball is going to be the litmus test for every other sport that wants to travel when they resume their next season, whether it's football in the fall or the NHL again in, let's call it the winter, in the NBA in the winter. If you want to travel, this is a good way to look at it right now and see what happens. Well, 4 days into the Major League Baseball season, we've got a big problem. What do you do now? That's going to be the question that's going to be answered over the next week or so, I would imagine, because you're missing some games now. And if you're the Marlins, you're missing significant time. And this is a big, sizable outbreak on this team. So now if you're the NFL, I don't think it makes the NFL think twice. And I'll say that. I do not believe the NFL is going to think twice. But I think other teams and other sports may think twice, depending on where we are. And look, there's a lot of time between now and the end of the year. A lot of things can happen. If cases come down, infections come down, everything comes down, and signs are pointing to a lot of positive things, if these vaccines that are moving into their phase three widespread testing, if these prove to be successful, maybe this, you know, sheds a little more light on things, makes you feel better about it. But right now, I don't want to harp on what happened in baseball because it's unfortunate, and I feel sick for fans of the game. I love baseball, but I feel sick for fans of the game, but also the players, the families, everybody around these guys. I mean, it's not just them. It's their parents and grandparents. It's their kids. It's their nephews and nieces, brothers and sisters. It's not, and this is why I was just surprised that Major League Baseball went this route. And so again, I also want to, again, commend what the NHL has done. They've done an incredible job. All teams are inside the bubble now. And going into the bubble the way they have without a positive test since the 18th is very impressive. Hopefully their luck holds and things continue on the way they have. But the NHL appears to be doing things the right way. And so kudos to the National Hockey League and their ability to get back. And are you excited yet? Because I'm excited. There's going to be some real games this week. All right, everybody, join us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch and on YouTube. Besides me, it's Mike Haynes, former voice of the Colorado Avalanche. We talk hockey on there for about an hour or so. We always love having people join us. We take your questions in the chat as well. But also join the Discord. It's a great place for you to meet folks, be a part of things all week long. And again, that is in my Twitter bio, at Callahan on Air, or twitter.com/CallahanOnAir. Look in the bio, click the link, and come on over and join the Discord. Be a part of the conversation. You can add whatever you like as far as news and information, opinions. We're all there, and we love to talk hockey on that. So looking forward to it. Let's drop the puck, see what this week brings us as we get that much closer to the NHL playoffs. Whew, that feels good to say. All right, this has been Tiny Biscuits. Talk to you next time.